This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The world's biggest iceberg, which is roughly three times the size of New York City, is on the move after being stuck to the ocean floor for 37 years. The iceberg, called A23A, is now moving past the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula and headed toward the Southern Ocean. The iceberg is more than 1,500 square miles in area and split from the Antarctic coastline in 1986, but then became grounded in the Weddell Sea. Now it's floating in ocean waters. Before the iceberg calved off a main glacier in Antarctica in 1986, the colossal iceberg hosted a Soviet research station. It's unclear why the iceberg is suddenly on the move again after 37 years. Scientists are investigating ocean temperature and changes to the seabed for clues. A23A's movement comes about 10 months after a massive piece of Antarctica's Brunt ice shelf, a chunk about the size of two New York cities, broke free. The Brunt ice shelf lies across the Weddell Sea from the site of the Larsen Sea Ice Shelf on the Antarctic Peninsula. Last year, the Larsen Sea Ice Shelf, which was roughly the size of New York City and was long considered to be stable, collapsed into the sea. A23A will likely be ejected into what's called the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, which will put it on a path that has become known as Iceberg Alley. It's the same current of water that famed explorer Ernest Shackleton used in 1916 to make his storied escape from Antarctica after losing his ship, the Endurance. Shackleton's legendary shipwreck was discovered off the coast of Antarctica just last year. California has joined 20 other U.S. states in requiring school students to learn cursive handwriting in public school curricula. The new law means that cursive handwriting instruction will now be required learning for California students, just like English, math, and social sciences. The California bill was introduced by Assemblywoman Sharon Quirk Silva of Fullerton, California, who was a former public elementary school teacher before entering politics. The new law will require teachers to implement some instruction regarding cursive handwriting from first through sixth grade, instead of requiring educators to teach it during a specific grade. The law's primary goal is to give students the ability to read and write in cursive. Assemblywoman Quirk Silva pointed out that most historical records are written in cursive handwriting. The National Education Association says 21 states require cursive in public school curriculums. Collins Dictionary has named AI as its word of the year, defining it as an abbreviation for artificial intelligence, the modeling of human mental functions by computer programs. Collins Dictionary, a UK-based dictionary publisher, said, "Considered to be the next great technological revolution, AI has seen rapid development and has been much talked about in 2023. While AI's capabilities in mimicking human speech fascinated people at first, they're also the source of some anxiety, according to Collins. Other contenders for Collins' Word of the Year included de-influencing, when a social media influencer uses their popularity to warn followers to avoid certain commercial products, lifestyle choices, or the like, as well as nepo baby, which refers to a person whose career is believed to have been advanced by having famous parents. Also on the shortlist were canon event, defined as an experience essential to the formation of an individual's character or identity, and ultra-processed foods, which are prepared using complex industrial methods and often consist of ingredients with little or no nutritional value. Other potential words of the year were the weight loss drug semaglutide, also known as Ozempic, as well as greedflation. Last year, the dictionary named permacrisis, an extended period of instability and insecurity, as its word of the year. In 2021, Collins Dictionary named its word of the year NFT, the abbreviation of non-fungible token, or a unique digital certificate registered in a blockchain that is used to record ownership of an asset such as an artwork or a collectible. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.